In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The state hopes a new public awareness campaign about human trafficking will dispel misinformation promoted by conspiracy theories. Maria Trujillo leads the Colorado Human Trafficking Council.
We've seen a lot of uptick of calls to the National Human Trafficking and the Colorado State Human Trafficking Hotline of unsubstantiated claims based on these conspiracy theories, which ultimately takes away the time of hotline advocates on calls that are really related to human trafficking. So it is really important that we are able to provide them accurate information about the issue.
Trujillo says human trafficking often takes the form of forced labor, and she hopes the campaign will help victims recognize signs of trafficking in their own lives. Colorado is wasting more and recycling less. That's according to a yearly report released today by EcoCycle and the Colorado Public Interest Research Group. Suzanne Jones is EcoCycle's executive director.
Our state recycling rate is dropped to less than 16%, which is far below the national average of 35%. So we clearly have a lot more work to do here in Colorado to move our state forward.
The report suggests that mountain and rural communities collectively have surpassed the state's target of diverting 28% of waste away from landfills by next year. But as a whole, Colorado is not meeting that goal. It's 67 degrees in Denver, 57 in Montrose. This is CPR News.